This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Pervez Musharraf has declared a state of emergency in Pakistan and suspended the Constitution. This order comes a few days before Pakistan's Supreme Court was scheduled to rule on whether to overturn General Musharraf's recent election victory. Today, dozens of police blocked the road in front of the court, but the judge is believed to be inside, and the Chief Justice of the court has been sacked. At least one opposition leader has been detained, and the government has reportedly cut transmissions of private news channels, leaving many residents unaware of the crisis. General Musharraf's declaration defies warnings from Western leaders, including Secretary of State Rice, telling him not to make any moves that could threaten Pakistan's moves toward democracy. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us from New Delhi, where he's been monitoring the situation. Philip, you've read the text of the order imposing emergency rule. What are some of the features?
Well, I think it's the text, yes. It's just been sent to me by email from our representative in Islamabad, and I've no reason to believe that this text is not accurate. It says that there has been an ascendancy in the activities of extremists and incidents of terrorist attacks in Pakistan, and cites that as one reason. But very quickly, it gets onto the issue of the judiciary in Pakistan, and it makes some quite remarkably strong criticisms of the judiciary. It says some members of the judiciary are working at cross-purpose with the executive and the legislature in the fight against terrorism. It speaks of increasing interference by some members of the judiciary in government policy, adversely affecting economic growth, it says in particular. It talks about constant interference in executive functions, including the control of terrorist activity, economic policy, price controls, downsizing of corporations. It says the police force has been completely demoralized and is fast losing its efficiency, its ability to fight terrorism. It says the intelligence agencies have been thwarted in their activities and prevented from pursuing terrorists. And it says that some judges, by overstepping, it says, the limits of judicial authority, have taken over the executive and legislative functions. It talks of the humiliating treatment meted to government officials by of the judiciary on a routine basis. It says, in the end, the situation's arisen where the government of the country can't be carried on in accordance with the Constitution, and as the Constitution provides, it says, no solution for the situation. There's no way out except through what it calls emergency, I imagine it means emergency, and extraordinary measures. If this is indeed the document I believe it to be, then it means that this is very much related to the challenge that the Supreme Court has been confronting President Pervez Musharraf with, actually since the Chief Justice was reinstated after Musharraf tried to sack him.
In the 30 seconds we have left, let's note the reports that he's appointed a new Chief Justice. And, of course, all of this raises the question about Benazir Bhutto, who was in Dubai, has immediately, it is reported, flown back and is reported to be in Karachi, I guess landed in Karachi. What's expected to be her role now?
Well, very difficult to imagine her working with Musharraf now. The US and the British pushed that partnership, but she is very likely now to go into opposition. It's hard to see her supporting a military ruler who's declared emergency law.
Thanks very much, NPR's Philip Reeves in New Delhi.